Blog Talk Radio.
Even in my trials, you're always there.
Welcome to the Tabitha Taylor Show. Sheree, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear
me? Awesome. Yes, I can hear you. Well, we want to welcome Sheree to our Tabitha Taylor Show spotlight. Sheree, let me just introduce you because I don't think everybody heard me before. Sheree is 26 years old. She is really on fire for the Lord. Sheree attends Union Grove Baptist Church, where she loves working with the youth and the young adults. She's on the leadership board. She's on a choir, the First Time Guest Ministries, and believe me, she is on the praise team and worship team. Sheree, I welcome you to the Tabitha Taylor Show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. You know, we kind of close, but I'm not going to let everybody know that just yet how close we are. Sheree, I know that this is, you probably, you have something awesome going on. And the reason why I brought you on, because first of all, you're on fire for the Lord. I know that your ministry is very big, but you have something special coming. And I want you to tell the people out there in the radio land what you're about to do and where it's about to go.
Yes, so we are doing an I Am Royalty service on May the 20th at the Union Grove Missionary Baptist Church. We've been doing I Am Royalty for a while now, and it's basically just building up the self-esteem of our youth and just letting them know that they can be more in Christ, you know, just building them up and letting them know that they're not what the world and what man says they are, but they are what God says they are, that they are royalty and that they are a royal priesthood. And it's just, you know, encouraging young adults, you know, to do more for Christ, to live for Christ and be holy. And we've done lately done Glow in the Dark concerts. We've had different services. So May 20th is just an addition to the services that we've been doing. We're going to have Bishop Eric McDaniel come. He's an awesome preacher. And he's going to expound on the Word of God. And we're just going to have a good time. That's going to be May 20th, this Friday at 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's awesome. So let's talk about how did you come up with this idea? Because I Am Royalty, it says a lot. It could go all kind of ways. So how did you come up with this idea and starting I Am Royalty?
Well, it started with me just looking at our generation, and a lot of our generation just seems to be so lost. Like, they're just lost with, you know, how to be saved and then at the same time be a part of the world at the same time. And sometimes if being young, it can get hard to be young and bold about Christ and be living in this crazy world where everything around you is not about Christ. Everything around you doesn't represent Christ. So it's hard to stand out and be at a young age in school or in high school, middle school, whatever age, you know. So it was just basically an outlet that I felt that is needed now for young adults to really get closer to God and say, you know what, it's okay to be young and bold about Christ.
Oh, wow, that is awesome. And our youth needs that. So if you were to sit down, if you saw a young person out there struggling right now, and I know your closeness with God is real, what would you say to them right now? Because we have a lot of young people is suicidal, they depressed. Just give them one just give them something, a word of encouragement right now, because we have a lot listening in. We want to give some youth a word of encouragement. What would you give them?
Tell them that in Christ there is freedom, there is liberty, there is love, there is joy, and you can have all of that if you just pray, if you just stay in your word, if you just read the Bible and, you know, fast and just seek God's face, because he always gives us an answer. He always brings peace. He always brings comfort no matter what situation, no matter what trial. He is there to be with you and guide you, and he will always lead you in the right direction. And it's okay to be scared. It's okay to have those human feelings that we feel, but that's why we have God, that we can go to him and we can seek refuge in him, that we may grow stronger in Christ. And it's going to be okay. No matter what the situation is that you're going through, it will be okay. You're going to be all right. You're going to be stronger. You're going to have more power, more wisdom. You're going to have more anointing when you come out of whatever it is that you're going through. In Jesus'
name. Wow. That is awesome. Let's talk about the church you're a part of, because we have a lot of people. Let's let everybody know what church you go to and your pastor.
I go to Union Grove Missionary Baptist Church that's located in the Bronx, where my pastor is the Reverend Frederick Crawford. And we have an awesome ministry. The ministry has definitely been growing, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what God is doing.
Yes, it is, and I can tell y'all, I go now and I feel renewed for a whole week until I get to the next time. So let's tell everybody, just say if they wanted to find out more information, do you have Facebook pages? Do you have anything that people, like, say if they want to ask you about coming for the 20th, how can they get in contact with you?
Yes, you can definitely reach out to me on Facebook. My name on Facebook is just my name, Sheree Williams. It'll have the flyer on there if you want any more information. We have videos on there. We have an invite page, you know, to come to the service. You can find out all the information on my page. You can just look me up, and all the information will be there for you.
And it's also on the, y'all have a Union Grove Baptist page, right? A Union Grove Baptist church page? Okay,
yes,
so
we'll have a church page, and it'll be on there as well.
Well, let me tell y'all, on Sundays, if y'all want to see Sheree do that praise and worship, she's awesome. Y'all come out now. We need to support our own. She be killing it over there, y'all. So, y'all come on. Sheree, thank you so much. And give them a date again and a time.
Yes, it's May 20th at Union Grove Baptist Church at 7 p.m. And thank you so much for having me on here and being able to share with you.
No problem. Everybody, this is my cousin, and I am so proud of you. I believe in you, and I believe God has greater things for you. Just don't move too fast. Just let God use you. And I'm proud of you, cuz. Keep up the good work, and if I can get out there, I'm going to make sure I'll be out there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a blessed one.
You too.
Okay, everybody, we going to Tamela Edwards and the Edwards Singers. Let's keep this praise party going. Tammy Edwards and the Edwards Singers. We need Jesus. We all know that we need Jesus, right? God is so good. We just had our Sheree Williams on. We just interviewed her because she has a concert coming up this Friday. Somebody say this Friday, May 20th. Come on, y'all got to be in the building. I want all young people in the building. It's going to be a blast, y'all. It's about God. So, of course, it's going to be a blast. It's called I Am Royalty. Come on now. Say I Am Royalty. So we need for y'all to be in the building at Union Grove Baptist Church. Come on now. I don't want y'all to miss it. Because if y'all miss it, y'all gonna be mad at yourself. And like I said, it's at Union Grove Missionary Baptist Church at 1488 Hoe Avenue in the Bronx, 10460. We gotta be in the building. We have to learn in this in our communities to support what's going on in our communities, because a lot of people don't know. They don't want this going on. They don't want us to talk about church. So we have to keep the doors open. We have to, you know, uplift one another when we're doing these concerts and doing church services. Come on, we got to be in the building. I Am Royalty. Well, we're going to go on over to a group that I heard. They were so awesome. Their ministry, I mean, not a show, but their ministry was awesome. And the Virginia Ears, if you see them in your town, make sure you go. This song is Should Have Been There.
Woo! You should have been there.
You should have been there.
I'm here to save my soul. Crown of my head, rain on
your feet. Look down at your feet, say, neighbor, guess what? Come on, say, guess what? Say, when the Holy Ghost came, my feet got light. My feet got light. My feet got light. My feet got light. I had to testify, y'all. I had to testify, y'all. Keep on love.
Yes, that was Darryl McFadden and the Disciples, I've Got Jesus. Well, we're coming down to the hour, and we're going to keep this praise party going because we are happy and we are enjoying Jesus. We're going to go out with Highway QC's featuring Spencer Taylor.
Lord, and Lord. thank you.
Lord, I
want to thank you.
Lord, I
want to thank you.
Showcase Radio. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook. You can find us on Google Plus. We are at Mega Showcase Radio / Tabitha Taylor Show Radio TV Show. If you want to reach out to us and be a guest on our show, just reach out to me and we'll make it happen. I want to thank everybody once again listening to our 24 hours. You can also go to www.mae.com. That's www.mae.com. MAE-NET.com. I want to thank Sheree Williams from Union Grove Baptist Church for interviewing with us today. We're just trying to get the word out. I'm all about supporting. There's a lot more going on. Go to our on Facebook, Mega, MAEGA. Say it again, MAEGA Express Events. That's how you know what's going on. I keep you up with everything. I just want to say have a blessed and safe day.